Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. I am grateful for you to be again with this awesome broadcast showing the hand of God through the pages of His Word as we expose and expound and extend the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, I thank you for being a faithful listener of this broadcast, Mission from the Heart Radio. Well, today is an interesting day. Today is an interesting topic that the Lord kind of gave me a word today concerning trouble. And I wasn't real sure how the Holy Spirit was going to lead me through this particular topic, but I totally trusted Him, as always, to reveal to me what He wants you and I to learn concerning this particular topic, trouble. And the topic for the lesson today is trouble don't last always. And some of us have heard lyrics in psalms or songs sung concerning this particular topic, trouble don't last always. And before we get started on this particular lesson, I just want to say thank you for your faithfulness. And I want to pray and lift up prayer for someone who may be in the midst of some trouble, someone who may be thinking about causing some trouble, or someone who may have a heart that is filled with some trouble. And I want to pray for you and pray for those who are hurting and may not understand why they're in the midst of a storm or in the midst of some trouble or maybe even contemplating starting trouble. So I want to pray right now and allow the prayer and the heart of God to just saturate your heart and saturate your mind as we start this lesson. So if you would humble yourselves and close your eyes and just have a heart to receive the Lord Jesus Christ and allow Him to breathe on you before we start this lesson. Heavenly Father, You are Yahweh God. And I just come today blessing You with the fruit of my lips, Lord, as we give reverence to You, as we bow our heads and make our petitions known to You. We exalt Your holy name, Lord God, because You are holy and righteous. And we love You, Lord Jesus. Father God, forgive us for any things that we may have said today that did not line up with Your word, anything that we may have thought about today that did not line up with Your word, and any action today that was contrary to Your word, Lord. Clean us up from the inside out. Create in us a clean heart, Lord. Renew our minds that it would not be conformed to the ways of the world. Lord, although trouble doesn't last always, we just lay it at the altar, at the foot of the cross, Lord, and we leave it there in prayer, Lord, that we not take it up. Thank You for being the shepherd of our life. Thank You for allowing us to come to the throne of grace with humbleness in heart. Lord, we seek you. We thirst after you. We hunger for you. As you lead us through these passages that breathe upon our heart today. Lord, it is in Jesus' name that we pray and know that trouble does not last always. Amen. Well, I thank you for praying with me, brothers and sisters, as we saturate this lesson in prayer. But I hope and pray that you receive prayer as a healing balm to your soul, that it would be the very thing that you needed to hear, the very thing that you needed to do, to know that trouble does not last always. So if you would get your Bibles and your pencil and your paper ready to take notes and to walk through these passages concerning trouble, as trouble creeps around our lives, as trouble causes pain in our lives. But, you know, trouble can be a blessing also. This type of trouble can be the very thing that we need in order to discipline us as we journey through our life, the very thing that we need to chasten us in order for us to walk the straight and narrow path, the very thing that we need trouble to help us see the light that Jesus wants us to see in the midst of the storm. So on that note, let's look at a familiar passage. And it may not be familiar, but open your Bibles to Matthew, and we're going to look at this passage concerning the disciples and Jesus resting in the boat. So if you would, turn to Matthew chapter 8, and we're going to start at verse 23. Matthew 8:23. And this is the passage where Jesus calms the storm. And it reads this way. Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Verse 27, the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. Now that is amazing on how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ calmed the storm or calmed the trouble that was a raging or that had enraged in their situation. The disciples were afraid. They were confused. They were in fear of drowning. And sometimes in our troubles, and we all have troubles, life itself is filled with a bucket load of trouble. But we are not to have or allow the trouble to regulate our lives, regulate our thinking. Remember, trouble don't last always. As we read in this passage of Matthew 8, we saw that the disciples, oh yes, they were in the midst of a storm, no doubt, but their emotions started taking over. Their feelings started taking over rational thinking. And the storm started interfering with their thought process. This is what happens to us when we are in the midst of a storm, a trial, a situation that doesn't feel right, may not even appear right to the naked eye. And let's read this passage again. And it says, then he got into the boat. Now remember, when Jesus got into the boat, the very blessing was right there with them. Think about this, brothers and sisters. When we are in the midst of a storm or trouble, our Savior, our Comforter, our Shepherd is right there with us in the midst of that storm. And at times we may not feel as though He's there. At times when we're praying, asking for understanding or guidance, we may not think He's listening to us. But we can rest assured He's right there with us in the midst of the storm. In this passage, Jesus got into the boat, and His disciples followed Him without warning. A furious storm came up on the lake. Now, this is our life. Without warning, we find ourselves in trouble. A situation popped up without expectancy. Troubles don't last always when we have Jesus in the midst of the storm walking with us. Jesus was in the boat. And without a warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. Now, when it swept over the boat, what does that illustrate in your mind? That means I'm in a situation, a trial, or a storm, whether it be personal, in your family, going through a crisis in your family. And I have to share this personal story that came suddenly today with a coworker at my job. And my heart sank, and she'd gotten some disturbing news concerning her youngest daughter. Now, unexpected, without warning, and it swept over her mind, her heart, her emotions, and it was unexpected trouble, to where she had to hop the first airplane to go and be with her daughter. That resonated on my heart because that could be me, and it may have been you. But my point was, in sharing this without warning, suddenly, without expectation, no signs, no signals, no little hints, suddenly, Now, think about this. The trouble that the disciples were in. And it says, but Jesus was sleeping. Now, remember, it may seem as though he's not listening the Lord. It may feel as though he's not there with you. And it may appear to the naked eye that peace is not coming to this troubled situation. But he's always on time. He is always right there with you. Let's look at what the scriptures continue to show us. Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. Basically, don't you care? Have you found yourself asking God, don't you hear me? I'm praying to you, Lord. Don't you see what's going on in my life? Don't you see what's going on around me? Lord, why don't you hear me? This is too stressful for me. And the disciples said, save us. We're going to drown. And, of course, Jesus in his awesomeness and his tenderness, and he's so loving, he responds to our prayer. And he responded to their request. But think about this, brothers and sisters. When we are in the midst of trouble, think about what we need to learn in this troublesome situation. Now, I don't know what you are thinking about, what you may be in the midst of. I don't know if it's concerning work, your job, if you've just lost a job. I don't know if finances may be a situation. I don't even know if sickness or health is a situation with you. You know and God knows. But we are here to encourage one another to know that Jesus is right there with you. According to Matthew chapter 8, as the disciples see, he was in the boat with them. That is a blessed assurance. That God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is always with you. That is encouraging to me, and I pray that that's encouraging to you, that that gives you a peace, a confidence to know that trouble don't last always. Now listen how Jesus responds to the disciples' request. Verse 26, he replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Is that you? Is that someone that you know that you might comfort them in letting them know that Jesus is with them? You of little faith. Why are you so afraid? Basically, I am right here with you, child. I have never left you. Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves. And it was completely calm. Jesus heard
And in his perfect timing, he took care of the situation. He turned trouble into peace. He said, "Peace, be still. Peace, be still." He calmed a troubling situation. Some of us have so much stress on us that we bring these troubles into our own lives, stressing unnecessarily. When Jesus said, "Ye of little faith, why are you so stressed? Ye of little faith, why do you doubt me? Ye of little faith, why do you not seek me? Ye of little faith." He got up and he took care of your situation. Some storms may happen quickly, but they may not last long. But the intensity of trouble in our lives may feel as though it's lasting 2 or 3 months and maybe even a year. We don't know how long the trouble is going to be in our lives, but we have a blessed assurance to know that trouble don't last always. Think about this situation where he said, "Ye of little faith, why are you so afraid?" This lets us know that it's not going to last always. When your faith increases, storms decrease. You can walk with confidence through the storm and know you will get to the other side. How do you increase your faith? Through prayer and Bible study. Sometimes the storms arise for faith to be increased. That storm is the very ingredient to bring out that needs to come out of you. He got into the boat. And then they marveled. In verse 27, the disciples marveled. They were perplexed. They could not comprehend. They could not fathom how he did that. That's you and me. Listen to what it says. Follow along with me in verse 27. The men were amazed and asked. They asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Now they've walked with him, they've slept with him, they've journeyed with him, and they still ask, "What kind of a man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." But let's not focus on who he is, because if you know him for yourself and you confess that you are a sinner and you believed by faith that he is Jesus who died on that cross for your sins and mine, then we don't have to question who he is. We just have to believe that he is. And that's capital H-E, capital I-S. Jesus is the great shepherd, and he looks after his flock, the church, He will calm every storm that rages in our lives. Some of the storms are short, some are long. But when we get to the other side, we will glorify him. We will praise him. We will honor him. We will give him all of the glory that he so righteously deserves. And that storm has purpose. That storm has meaning. No, it doesn't feel good, but don't overlook the purpose of the storm in our life. Don't overlook the meaning of the storm in our life. Remember the coworker of mine. The storm came suddenly today when she had to abruptly leave work and hop a flight to be by her daughter's side. And as she sat in that seat on the plane, this could have been you. It could have been me at one point in time in our life. But the thoughts that went through that mother's mind concerning her child, the tears that flowed down her face as thoughts raged in her mind, time could not move fast enough for that plane to get from point A to point B. Trouble don't last always. And how the heart sinks down and you gulp for air as you pray prayers of healing over that situation. Prayers only God can move in that troublesome time. I don't know your trouble, but God knows your trouble, and he has it under control. Just as this passage teaches us, he has everything under his sovereign control. There's nothing too small, there's nothing too big that God cannot handle. He is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. And we are to put all of our trust and faith in him, that we would glorify him, that we would give him the praise and the honor, that we would rejoice with a hand clap of praise, with a hallelujah going up to him as an offering, because he healed, because he did a miracle, because he made provision come through, because he did the miraculous in your troublesome situation. The money came in to pay a debt. The healing came through for a situation that looked terminal. Someone who was in their wrong mind is now in their right mind. Never lose hope. Never give up on God. We are to trust and obey what his word says. Trouble teaches us. Trouble chastens us. Troubles make us hold, cleave to God, that we never let go of his unchanging hand. let's look at some more scripture concerning trouble. Walk with me concerning Psalms 62. Let's look at Psalms 62, and we're going to look at verse 3. I flip there. Psalm 62, verse 3, and we're going to read through verse 3 and 4. And it reads this way. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? They fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. That's faith. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. This is the promise. This is the faith that we are to have, steadfast, unmovable faith. As the trouble in verse 3 and 4 tried to topple over him or tell lies, verses 5, 6, 7, and 8 bring hope, confidence, blessed assurance that we are to trust in him at all times because we know God is our refuge. He is our mighty rock. So we don't let troubles consume us, overpower us. Remember the waves. What did they do in Matthew 8? What did the waves do in verse 24? So that the waves swept over the boat. Trouble can become a tsunami to us. So massive and packed, such strong, intense winds, such as a hurricane. And it could knock us flat on our rump. But we are to get up, stand tall, believe by faith that with every breath in our body, I am going to get through this storm. To God be the glory. He is my mighty rock. He is my foundation. He is my refuge. And he will strengthen me to get to the other side. This is our hope. This is our trust. This is our faith. We are to trust him. Let's look at Ecclesiastes. And let's look at how trouble can pop up in our lives. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And for if you don't know where Ecclesiastes is, go to the front of your Bible. Look in the index. Find the page number. And allow your fingers to do the walking. I love to look through the scriptures, searching for the chapters in the Bible, because it is a form of learning. It's a form of training. And I don't have them all memorized, but I love to search the scriptures. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse 22. Let's look what it reads in verse 22. And I'm in the NIV translation. So I saw that there is nothing better for a man than to enjoy his work, because that is his lot. I'm sorry, I'm reading in the wrong chapter. Chapter 2, verse 22. What does a man get from all the toil and anxious striving with which he labors under the sun? All his days, his work is pain and grief. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This too is meaningless. A man can do nothing better, eat or drink, and find satisfaction in his work. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? Think about this passage. Think about this particular verse. If all we do is bring about trouble in our lives from worrying and working hard, and we can't find any satisfaction because of what we're trying to do in our own self-effort. Nothing wrong with working, nothing wrong with looking back and standing back to see what a great job you've done. This is the only thing that's consuming the mind. Then it will bring trouble, and God will use that to teach you how to set your mind on things above. He uses situations in our lives to teach us and train us what we need to know. Think about it this way. If I'm going to work all my life, or the majority of my life, and I get to a point of my life where I don't have any enjoyment, then I'm not going to be at rest. That's a form of trouble. Self-inflicted. The mind is not at rest. Think about it. When we set aside time to rest in the Lord, he will give you perfect peace. We do not have to worry about money. We do not have to set anxieties within ourselves concerning what we do have, what we don't have. Rest in him. and he will give you a peace that surpasses all of your understanding. It's about faith in the midst of trouble, in the midst of storm. It's about faith that shows us that this too shall pass. It's about faith the size of a mustard seed that can move any mountain that comes suddenly over time. It will be gone. The kind of great faith we are to have in Christ Jesus, the kind of great faith that we are to know that can move any mountain. It's the kind of faith that David had when he brought Goliath down. That young shepherd boy knew that the faith that he had for his God would do things that only we can imagine. The kind of faith that the disciples said, kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. Faith in the midst of your trouble. Faith heals a sick man. Faith restores a broken relationship. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Trouble, faith trumps trouble. Faith shuts trouble down. Trouble and fear are cousins. Faith, the substance of things hoped for. Now faith, right now faith. Now this kind of faith moves, heals. But trouble don't last always when you have the main ingredient that Jesus responded with to the disciples. You of little faith. Faith is all they needed to have. Great faith. Why are you so afraid? Remember, trouble and fear are cousins. And he brought calmness to a troubled situation. So I pray that you remember in this message today that your troubles will not last always. When you fall on your knees and you pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, asking him to move according to his perfect time, his perfect will, but don't you lose faith. And believe that what he said, it is written in scriptures, it will be done. Let's pray right now, if you would, touch and agree with me, because I just believe somebody is hurting right now. I believe that somebody needs a breakthrough. I believe that somebody needs to know without a shadow of a doubt, trouble that they may be in the midst of, they are on their way out, and God promises that he is your mighty rock. He is your salvation. Let's go to prayer. Father God, I just thank you for your mighty hand in this individual's life. Bring them comfort. Bring them comfort in a troubling situation. Lord, you know every area of their concern. You know their heart. You know their mind's thoughts. You know what their emotions are going through right now. Lord, I pray that you would do a mighty thing in their life right now, that a miracle will take place, that assurance would be, that they would know that a God that sits up high and looks down low has got their whole life in your hand. You are a God that's sovereign. Everything is under your sovereign control, Lord God. We thank you for what you are doing in their life. We thank you for what you have allowed to happen in their life. And, Lord, we thank you because you're going to bring them through this situation. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' righteous and matchless name. Amen. I pray that you've prayed with me, brothers and sisters, as somebody out there you may even know is hurting, and I pray that you lifted them up in prayer. And I pray that you have prayed for yourself. You may not be in a storm right now. You may not be in a storm on this day at this very hour. But keep watch, because storms come suddenly. Remember what it said in verse 24 of Matthew 8. Without warning, furious storm came up on the lake. Remember Job. He was in the midst of a storm in his life. It came suddenly. He found himself with, and then suddenly he found himself without. Remember, our lives are just a vapor away. A vapor. Tomorrow is not promised to us. But today, as you have blood running through your veins and you are allowed to take another breath of life, give thanks, but never forget, trouble don't last always. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, you know that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, and he is your comforter. He is your teacher. He is the one that will take you around a different way. He is your protector, and he will bring things to your remembrance. But remember, he is. And that's capital H-E, capital I-S. This brings us to the end of this broadcast, this teaching lesson. And I seriously pray that this lifted your heart today concerning trouble don't last always. The storms arrage, and they do come quickly. But you have the blessed hope and the blessed assurance that our God, everything in his sovereign control. The world seems chaotic. The world seems as though it's going to hell in a handbasket. But you do have the blessed assurance that he has this world in his sovereign control. He calmed the waves on the sea. The disciples could not understand how he did it. But it's not for us to understand how. It's for us to have faith and know that it will be. Thank you again for listening to this broadcast, for being a faithful listener to Mission from the Heart Radio. And I pray that this message out of chapter 8 of Matthew was a blessing to you, and that you would share this broadcast with your circle of influence, and that you would meet us here every Thursday with the exposure of the Word of God, with the expounding on the Word of God, and most of all with the extending the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who may not know him in the pardoning of their sins. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for being faithful. And always remember that the grass may wither and the flowers certainly will fade away, but the Word of God will remain forever and ever. So please share this broadcast, and just know that God is with you in the midst of every storm that you may be subjected to, that you may be in the midst of. And always know that trouble don't last always. Thank you again, and God bless. This has been Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and have a blessed day.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.